Welcome everybody, Shinema 903, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of Simen Reish Tes, in reference to mistakes, how to work with mistakes in Hilchos Brachos, Berchos Hanenin. Okay, so we spoke about an interesting thing last shiur from the Shaina Halachos, who brought it down, of course, from the Shulchan Aruch, Mishabru, and so on. So the question was, on a bracha achas meyin shalish, let's backtrack. We know a berchas hamozayin, somebody benches and they're full, that's a deraisa. Safik deraisa l'chumra. In other words, if somebody's not sure if they're benched or not, you bench again. Okay, there are ways to work with it, which we'll talk about, which is very similar to what we're going to talk about now also. But the question is, what about by a bracha achas meyin shalish, right? I ate enough cookies, cake. Not a question of washing for the cookies, cake. I didn't need enough to wash, but I'm full. And my al hamichi, is that considered deraisa or not deraisa? So we said lemais, it's a machloikis. Well, we're not going to go through the various different sheets, but the bottom line is it is a machloikis. We read from the Sefer Shaina Halachos, and I just want to expand on that a little bit from the Sefer Utzer Halachos in our Simen Reish Tes. In Ois Yud Dalid, he says Yesh Deyes in Birchas Meyen Shalosh. It's machlokes. Some say yes, some say not. Valkein sveiku lechumra. Sveiku lechumra oimid rabbanu sveiku lekula. Okay, so we don't know which way to go. Not that we don't know which way to go. The bottom line is it's some say yes, some say not. So what should we do? Valkein, therefore. Just, I mentioned, I'm not going to say shittas, but just real quickly to mention, you have in the Rishonim, he brings in the bottom from the Torah. The Torah says, the Torah which Savalei, the Birchas Mein Shalish, is Min HaTaira. Bal Halachas Gedolos, right? And the Beis Yosef brings also the Rush holes like that, and the Rajba, which are major, major Rishonim. But the Rambam, also major Rishon, Mashma De'ena, Rak Midrabanan, says it's only Derabanan. Also the Smag. So you have major names on both sides, major Rishonim on both sides. It's not like a small machlokes. It's a major machlokes as to whether the bracha achas meyin shalish is a derabanan or deraisa. Because we want to keep in mind, the interesting point is that we say meyin shalish is really the three brachas from benching. It's not benching, but it's the three brachas from benching. That's why it's called meyin shalish, right? Okay, we spoke about all that in the past, but it as opposed to burning a fushes or something else. Okay, but moving right along, be it as it may. Okay, so the question is, what do we do if we forgot, if we made it? I don't remember, did I make one, did I not? I ate cookies, cake, I ate enough to make my al-hamichya. I can't remember, did I make an al-hamichya, did I not? I drank enough wine, I don't remember, did I make an al-hamichya, did I make a al-hagefen, did I not? Or al-ho-eitz, whatever the case might be. So he brings down Valkein, again in Ois Yudalid, our Simen Reish says, Valkein im ochal mimene kadei sviya, if somebody ate enough and they are full, right, because of the fact, like we saw in Birchas HaMoseh, and if one is not full, it's drabonin anyways. So bracha achas meyin shalish can't be any worse, right? It can't be any worse than the bracha samazin. So he says. So he continues on, like we saw in the Shoina Halach. It's from the main achrayim, the Tazel's Talmid Eliyahu Rabba Mishabir, of course, and so on. So he says, Valkein im ochal mimenu kadei sviya roi lechol yiras shemayim shiyachol oid mayosamin. Eat another kazayis. Eat a kazayis of whatever it is, right? If it's the shemus aminim, let's say grapes, for our famous example, grapes, which is the most popular one of the shemus aminim, right? So eat another. The kazayas of grapes, or if it's cookies, eat another kazayas of the cookies, or the cake, or whatever, or the pretzels, whatever it might be for alamichya, and eat enough kazayas. Like this, you'll have to make another after bracha, another bracha achas meyin shalish, and it'll get you out of the suffix. Now, as far as we mentioned last year, as far as saying the bracha bishayna, do I make another bar mina mazonis if I eat more cookies? In general, probably, yeah, because of the fact that you forgot if you made a after bracha, meaning an after bracha means you're done, right? You're finished. If you had a mind, another like this, if you had a mind to eat more cookies, cake, so then you would not make another bar mina mazonis. You just continue on, right? You had a mind anyways, but if there's a suffix, if you made the after bracha or not, because you had a mind to finish, and therefore you have to make a bracha a al hamichya. Elamai, what? You forgot if you made it or not. So you have to make a new bracha, new bar minim zainis, a new bar priu eitz. Again, unless it's really you remember that you had a mind to eat more, but in case not, like I mentioned, the lechayrid, you would have to make another bracha, because that's what the situation shows. The im ein right. So, but if bedavka, you clearly remember you had a mind to eat more. Okay, so then you don't have to make a bracha b'shanim. The im ein loy oid meyos. I mean, I have nothing else, right? So we mentioned from the shayna lachas also. It's a little bit of a chazara, but if I have nothing else, he says, I'm at work, I'm in the car, whatever, I don't have more. Yikach min acher. Try and take something else whereby you'll have to make a bracha achas mi'en shalosh, let's say even wine, right? Or if you ate grapes, so then take more cookies. Or if you don't have more cookies, take more grapes. If you don't have more grapes or cookies, take wine or grape juice. Again, depending if you have one of those items whereby you'll have to make a bracha achas mi'en shalosh, either al ho'eitz and shivs aminim, either al hamichya, which is much easier, cookies, cake, pretzels, anything that's mezonos, right, which is much easier, or wine or grape juice, which would have to be al hagefen, and include the other one. In other words, if I don't have any more mezonos, and I don't remember if I made it al hamichya, so drink wine, drink grape juice, and that you do have, let's say, so include it all together. Make the al hamichya and put inside the al hagefen. First saying the al hamichya and then the al hagefen. Or the other way, or if you don't have any more cookies, cake, but you have grapes, let's say, or something from the Shibs Aminim, so you make Aloha Eitz and include the Alamechia. Okay, so I just wanted to explain the bottom of Yechlal Asafik B'Soy Chabracha, and you put it in. Okay, so just to end off, which is what we ended off last year, but I just want to go into it for a minute. But the bottom line is, we spoke about last time, what do you mean? You can't just, because I have a suffix, so I'll eat something else and make a bracha achas mein shalish and stick in that other item as far as a suffix goes, right? I'll have to make an al hamichi, we said. So I'll eat more grapes, or I'll drink wine, I'll make al hagefen, and then I'll stick in al hamichi. We said, you're not supposed to do that for a suffix. So he explains in the bottom of the Sefer Yisrael Lachis from various different Achroinim, Prima Gadim, Meshabru, and Sarin, Kafachayim. This is not similar to the one, to the din we learned in Reish Ches. Simon Reish Ches, which is what I just explained. The Shom Mesupik over there in Reish Ches is Mesupik Bebirchas HaMeichel Atzmai in Birchas Mein Gimel Eloi. In other words, in Reish Ches, it's a question if that bracha requires a bracha achas mein shalosh or not. I drank wine, but it's watered down. I don't know if it's really wine, if it's enough water, if it's not enough, if it's water or it's enough wine in there, it's enough grape. I don't even know if I have to make a bracha achas mein shalosh. I don't know if I have to make a al hagefen at all. Valkein ein berchosay mein gimel. And therefore, there's no need. In other words, you can't just go ahead and put it in lechatchila. Anyways, we said, but lechatchila, you can't just go and stick it in. Einu yichlo lekvol mikayich sofek v'yom sheker, because it's like a sheker. It's like a not true thing. You're saying al hagefen in the al hamichya that you're going to make, right? That's what we said. You're eating cookies, cake. You make al hamichya. You stick in the al hagefen. Yeah, but maybe it's not true. Maybe your wine does not require a al hagefen. Maybe it requires a bar nefashes, right? We spoke about that. But so if it doesn't require al hagefen, so why are you sticking in al hagefen? You're saying something not true in the bracha of al hamichya. Okay, a little complicated, but that's the point. But mashe ein kein hocha, but the bottom line is, over here, einem is supik, he says. This is all found in ois chof zayin on the bottom, the small ois. Yes, mashe ein kein hocha, but over here, einem is supik rak im kevar beirach eloi. It's not a question. Einem is supik rak im kevar beirach eloi. It's only a question. You have to make a al hamichya. You have to make al hagefen. You have to make a al ha'etz, whatever it is. That's what you have to make. Because wait, you don't remember if you made it or not. You can't remember, but you have to make it, right? It's not a lot. It's not like a sheker, like a not true thing. Over there, you don't know if you have to make it altogether. Over here, you have to make it. I don't know if I made it. Okay, so afilu kevar beirach eini moitzi sheker mipiv. Even if you already made it, right? Let's say you don't remember if you made it, but let's say you did make it already and you still remember. So you're not saying something not true. It's true, but you just want to get out of a suffix. shein chayev boy, right? You're just not chayev in it. V'kevin shein emoitzi shem shemaim levatola ein bekachlum. And since you're not saying Hashem's name in vain, because you're making an al hamichya anyways, you're making a al hagefen anyways, you're making al ha'etz anyways. In other words, you're saying something. If you have something else to eat, like we said, you're making a bracha that's true anyways. You're not saying Hashem's name in vain. So then you could just stick it in. You're not saying something not true. It's just al tzofik. You're sticking it in. But over there, it could be it's something not true altogether, because maybe the food did not require that after bracha. But over here, it requires after the bracha. It requires the after bracha. You just don't remember. Did you say it? Did you not? So al tzofik, he says, you could stick it in because you're not saying Hashem's name in vain anyways. All right, a little bit complicated, but I just that's basically the Sfarah Shaboy, and that sums up that part of Bracha Achas Mei Inshallah. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Bracha Kol Tov.